Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The first time Avery saw the figure, she assumed it was her dad. She was 15 and still awake long after she should have been, lying in bed with her phone when she happened to glance toward the open bedroom door. The upstairs hallway was dark except for a little light coming from downstairs, but there was enough to make out someone standing against the wall several feet from her room. Avery called out, "Dad?" The person didn't answer. She called again, louder this time, and when there was still no response, she reached over and switched on the lamp beside her bed. The hallway was empty. Avery sat there for several seconds trying to figure out what she had seen before, finally getting up and checking the hallway herself. Her parents' bedroom door was closed, and when she opened it far enough to look inside, Brent and Megan were both asleep. She didn't wake them. By morning, the whole thing seemed less frightening. Avery told her parents what had happened over breakfast, mostly because she wanted to know whether either of them had gotten up during the night and forgotten about it. Neither had. Her dad immediately suggested she had probably been half asleep. Her mom wondered if something in the hallway had created a strange shadow. There were framed pictures on the wall, a narrow table near Avery's room, and a window farther down the hall. A passing car or even moonlight could make familiar things look very different in the dark. Avery accepted that explanation well enough. She wasn't someone who frightened easily, and she had never been particularly interested in ghosts. As far as Brent and Megan knew, she had never claimed to see anything unusual before. The house itself had never given them any reason to think about such things either. They had been there for years, and it was simply home. There were no unexplained noises, doors opening on their own, or anything else they might have connected to a haunting, which made it easier to dismiss one strange night. A little more than a week later, Avery saw the figure again. This time she woke sometime during the night and immediately noticed it standing beyond her doorway. It looked almost exactly as she remembered it, a dark human shape with no face or details she could make out. It wasn't moving toward her. It wasn't doing anything at all. It was simply there. Avery stared at it for several seconds before turning on her bedside lamp. Just like the first time, the figure was gone. After that, she started closing her bedroom door at night. Brent and Megan paid more attention when she told them about the second sighting, although neither was ready to believe someone or something was actually standing in the hallway. Brent went upstairs after dark and experimented with the light coming through the window. Megan stood inside Avery's room with the lights off to see whether the furniture in the hallway could create the shape of a person from the right angle. They found nothing convincing. Still, both sightings had happened while Avery was in bed. Megan wondered if she was experiencing something similar to a waking dream. Brent thought she might simply be seeing a shadow before her eyes fully adjusted. For several weeks, Avery didn't see anything else, and the subject gradually faded. Then Megan saw it. She had stayed up later than Brent one night and was heading upstairs sometime after midnight. As she reached the landing, she looked toward Avery's room and saw someone standing near the wall across from the door. Her first thought was that Avery had gotten up. Then she realized the figure was too tall. For a moment, Megan simply stood there. She couldn't see a face or clothing, but there was no question in her mind that she was looking at the outline of a person. It was narrower than Brent and taller than Avery, standing completely still in the dark hallway. Megan reached for the light switch and the figure disappeared. She immediately opened Avery's door and found her daughter asleep. Megan stood there for a moment, still trying to process what she had just seen, when she noticed a faint glow from the desk near the window. A candle was still burning. Avery had been using scented candles in her room for months, and Megan had warned her more than once not to leave one unattended. Apparently, she had fallen asleep without blowing this one out, so Megan crossed the room, extinguished it, and took it with her. The next morning, Avery lost candle privileges. She protested that she normally remembered to blow them out, but Megan wasn't interested in arguing. She gathered the others from Avery's room and told her she could have them back when she was older and more responsible about them. What Megan didn't tell her immediately was why she had gone into the room in the first place. Later that day, she told Brent. He was noticeably quieter after hearing that Megan had seen the same figure Avery described. They went upstairs together and spent another half hour trying to recreate what she had seen, but nothing in the hallway looked remotely like the shape Megan remembered. For the first time, Brent asked whether she thought the figure might somehow be connected to Avery. Megan didn't know, but that was exactly what had been bothering her. Avery had seen it twice, both times, near her room. Now Megan had seen it there, too. But the candle bothered her as well, although she wasn't ready to connect the two. Teenagers fell asleep and forgot things. Megan had probably checked on Avery hundreds of times over the years and found something she needed to correct or turn off. It could easily have been coincidence. Still, she couldn't shake the feeling that she had gone into Avery's room for a reason. Over the next several weeks, both parents became more aware of the hallway. Nothing else in the house changed. There were no strange sounds, no objects moving, and no unexplained voices. Whatever Avery and Megan had seen seemed to be the only unusual thing happening. Then Avery saw it again. This time she wasn't in bed. She was walking upstairs one evening when she reached the landing and noticed the figure standing near the far end of the hall. She stopped immediately, and although it was there for only a few seconds before disappearing, this sighting bothered her more than the others. She had been completely awake, walking through the house. There was no chance she had just come out of a dream. Megan was becoming increasingly uncomfortable, too. Whatever the figure was, it always seemed to appear near Avery. Brent still tried to keep the situation in perspective. Nothing had touched their daughter, nothing had entered her room or spoken to her, and even when the figure appeared, it simply stood there. But Megan couldn't decide whether that made her feel better or worse. Several weeks passed without another sighting, and eventually everyone relaxed a little. Avery stopped talking about the figure. Megan stopped checking the hallway every time she went upstairs after dark. Then one Saturday evening, Brent and Megan went out to dinner with friends. Avery decided to stay home. She had been alone in the house plenty of times before, so neither parent thought much about it. They expected to be gone only a few hours, and Avery was perfectly happy to have the place to herself. Sometime around 9, she went upstairs to get her phone charger. When she reached the top of the stairs, she stopped. The figure was standing in the hallway again, but this time it wasn't beside her bedroom. It was standing directly between Avery and the rooms at the end of the hall. Avery stopped at the top of the stairs and stared at the figure. For several seconds, neither of them moved. The shape was darker than the hallway around it, and even though she still couldn't make out a face, Avery knew it was the same figure she had seen before. The difference was where it stood. Instead of being near her bedroom door, it was farther down the hall, almost as if it were blocking the way. Avery had no intention of walking toward it, so she backed down the stairs and returned to the living room. Her phone charger could wait. Less than 10 minutes later, she heard something at the back door. At first, she assumed it was the wind, but then the handle moved. Avery muted the television and listened as someone tried it again, harder this time. She grabbed her phone, called her parents, and then called 911. By the time police arrived, whoever had been outside was gone, but there were fresh marks around the lock and footprints near the side of the house. One of the officers told Brent and Megan it looked as though someone had been checking doors and may have tried to force the lock. Nothing had been taken, and no one had gotten inside, but Avery was badly shaken. Later that night, Megan couldn't stop thinking about what had happened immediately before the attempted break-in. Avery had been on her way upstairs. If she hadn't seen the figure, she probably would have gone into her bedroom, plugged in her phone, and stayed there. Instead, she had gone back downstairs and was only a few rooms away when someone tried the door. That was when Megan remembered the candle. The first time she had seen the figure herself, she had gone into Avery's room and found a candle still burning beside her sleeping daughter. At the time, she had treated the two events as separate things. Now she wasn't so sure. Brent tried to be careful about drawing conclusions. A forgotten candle and an attempted break-in were real events, but that didn't prove the figure had anything to do with either one. Megan knew that. But for the first time, the family began to wonder whether they had misunderstood what they were seeing. Maybe the figure wasn't watching Avery in the way they had feared. For the next couple of months, there were only a few sightings. Sometimes Avery saw the figure and nothing happened afterward, which kept the family from turning every appearance into some kind of warning. They eventually settled on a simple rule. If anyone saw it, they would pay attention to what was happening around Avery, without assuming something terrible was about to happen. Then Brent finally saw it. He was coming upstairs sometime after midnight with Megan a few steps behind him when he noticed someone standing near the far end of the hallway. His first thought was that Avery had gotten out of bed, but the figure was too tall. For the first time, all three of them had seen the same thing. The figure remained perfectly still, exactly as Avery and Megan had described it. Brent could make out no face, clothing, or detail beyond the shape of a person standing in the darkness. Then Avery's bedroom door moved and it opened only a few inches before stopping. Brent immediately went toward it. Avery was asleep, and at first everything in the room looked normal. He stood there for a few seconds wondering what he was supposed to be seeing when he noticed a faint smell. Burning plastic. The smell led him to the outlet behind Avery's desk. A power strip plugged into it was unusually hot, and one of the plugs had begun to soften near the base. Brent unplugged everything immediately. The next day, an electrician replaced the outlet and found a loose connection behind it that had been generating heat. Nothing had caught fire, and there was no way to know whether it ever would have. But Brent knew he probably wouldn't have walked into Avery's room at that moment if he hadn't seen the figure and watched her door open. That was the point when his attitude changed. He still wasn't ready to call the figure a guardian or claim they knew what it was. But three different people had now seen the same shape, and twice its appearance had led someone directly to something involving Avery that needed attention. The family had spent months worrying because the figure seemed so focused on her. Now they were beginning to wonder if that focus had meant something entirely different. Maybe it wasn't watching Avery. Maybe it was watching over her. After the electrical problem, the family's relationship with the figure changed. No one was exactly comfortable seeing it. Avery still didn't like waking in the night and finding a dark human shape outside her bedroom, and Megan admitted that every sighting still made her heart race. But the fear was different now. Instead of immediately wondering what the figure wanted with Avery, they began wondering whether there was something they needed to notice. That didn't mean every appearance came with an explanation. Sometimes Avery would see the figure at the end of the hallway. The family would check the house, and nothing unusual would happen. Other times, weeks or even months passed without anyone seeing it at all. Brent actually found that reassuring. If they had started finding danger every time the figure appeared, he thought they might have convinced themselves of a connection, whether one existed or not. Instead, whatever was happening remained inconsistent enough that none of them could claim to understand it. They simply stopped assuming it was there to hurt Avery. Over the next year, the figure appeared only a handful of times. Megan saw it once near the staircase while Avery was out with friends, which confused all of them. Avery saw it twice from her bedroom, but both times it disappeared almost immediately, and nothing followed. Brent never saw it again after the night with the electrical outlet. Then came an incident that convinced Megan more than anything else that the figure might somehow be connected to their daughter. Avery had gotten her driver's license by then and had started using Megan's car occasionally. One evening, she was supposed to drive herself to a friend's house about 20 minutes away. She was upstairs getting ready when Megan walked past the staircase and caught sight of the figure standing near the front end of the hallway. It was the clearest she had ever seen it. There was still no face she could make out, but for once it didn't disappear immediately. Megan stood at the bottom of the stairs looking up at it for several seconds before calling Avery's name. The figure vanished, Avery came out of her room and Megan told her she had seen it again. Neither knew what to do with that information. They checked Avery's room, looked around downstairs, and even walked outside. Everything seemed fine. Avery was already running late and started gathering her things to leave. Megan almost told her not to go. She stopped herself because she knew how ridiculous it sounded. The figure had appeared before without anything happening, and she didn't want to reach a point where every sighting controlled what Avery was allowed to do. Avery went to the garage, got into the car, and tried to start it. Nothing happened. The lights came on, but the engine wouldn't turn over. Brent came outside, tried it himself, and eventually gave up. Avery called her friend and arranged another ride. The following morning, they had the car towed to a mechanic. A part in the ignition system had failed. It wasn't anything dangerous, and the mechanic told them it could have happened anywhere. For Megan, that should have made the figure irrelevant. Instead, she kept thinking about what happened later that night. Avery's friend had taken a different route home because of a serious accident on the road Avery normally would have used. Traffic had been backed up for hours, and although Avery might never have been anywhere near the accident itself, the timing was close enough to bother Megan. Brent was far less convinced. A broken car and a traffic accident somewhere along a 20-minute route involved too many assumptions for him. He pointed out that Avery could have left earlier, later, or taken a different road entirely. Megan agreed, but she also remembered the candle, the person trying to get into the house, and the overheated outlet. At some point, coincidence began feeling like its own kind of explanation. They never tried to communicate with the figure. They never asked it questions or attempted to find out who it was. Megan briefly considered researching the house, but there was no guarantee the figure had anything to do with the property. For all they knew, it could have been connected to Avery rather than the place where she lived. Nothing about the figure ever gave them an answer. It never spoke. It never showed them a face, as it simply appeared. By the time Avery was preparing to leave for college, sightings had become rare. Months sometimes passed without one, and the family had mostly stopped discussing it. Then, a few nights before Avery moved away, Megan saw the figure one last time. She was standing in the upstairs hallway outside Avery's room. Boxes were stacked along the wall, and Avery had already packed most of what she planned to take with her. Megan had gone upstairs to ask about something when she noticed the familiar shape several feet away. For once, she wasn't frightened. The figure stood there for only a few seconds before disappearing. Nothing happened afterward. There was no emergency, no warning they could identify, and nothing wrong with Avery. A few days later, Avery left for school. The figure never appeared again. Brent and Megan remained in the house, but neither saw it in the hallway after their daughter moved out. Avery never saw it at college either, and over the years that followed, she never reported anything similar anywhere else she lived. That left the family with a question none of them could answer. Maybe the sightings had been coincidence layered on top of coincidence. Maybe three people had somehow seen the same shadow in the same hallway and gradually given it more meaning than it deserved. But Megan still remembered the candle burning beside her sleeping daughter. Avery still remembered being driven downstairs minutes before someone tried to enter the house. Brent still remembered seeing the figure himself and then finding an electrical problem behind Avery's desk. And through all of it, the figure had never actually done anything frightening beyond appearing. For years, they had worried because something seemed to be watching Avery. Only later did they begin to wonder whether they had misunderstood what they were seeing. And when Avery finally left the house and the figure disappeared with her, one question remained. Had something been haunting their hallway? Or had something simply been standing guard until Avery no longer needed it?
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.